Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Bora Hey, Iconic Army.
Bora Hey.
All right, we have a lot of Jungkook coverage for this episode, and we wanted to start off with talking about his Calvin Klein sponsorship that he's doing. So Calvin Klein launched their spring 2026 new denim line with Jungkook as the ambassador, which we are not new to Jungkook being an ambassador for Calvin Klein. He has been an ambassador since March of 2023, which I thought was just kind of an interesting fact because, yeah, it's like been 3 years exactly. And he's been in this new denim line that they launched on February 24th. And the campaign is focusing on 90s inspired relaxed fit denim featuring baggy jeans, trucker hats, and monogram tees. So it's bleeding the nostalgic styling with modern, energetic, and candid urban vibes. And with this release, we got so many photos and videos of Jungkook wearing all of this new denim line.
Yeah, I just feel like ever since he became the Calvin Klein ambassador, every time we get graced with a photo shoot, it's just like the best thing ever. Like, he is the perfect person, like the most iconic person ever to have a Calvin Klein ambassador deal. And I just live for these shoots whenever they come out. And he is, I mean, he's wearing the hell out of these jeans. Like, the jean outfit, I feel like this 90s relaxed fit style suits him so well. Like, suits his body type and, like, kind of his very cool personality, where he's able, like, he's very much showing off the jeans as much as he's showing off of himself. Like, each picture is just so damn good. I feel like we're graced with it, you know, that this photo shoot exists.
With every Calvin Klein photo shoot, he has to have the Calvin Klein underwear just slightly peeking out.
Oh, it's a must.
The jeans, yes. Yeah. And we always get like some shirtlessness from him too. And so we were really graced with these photos. I mean, going back to what you were saying about him just being the perfect ambassador for Calvin Klein, it just makes a lot of sense, because as he's wearing these clothes, I feel that these are clothes that he would normally wear. Like, we would see him in these outfits in his music videos, even with like Seven and 3D. It's just very much his style. And he is so naturally cool and just edgy as well. I feel like the jeans match his just more casual, edgy feel that he has. He has all of his piercings in, his tattoos showing. Yeah, he looks phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. We are so graced with these photos. Get,
like, you know, I feel like he didn't go fully shirtless for this or fully jacketless, because he's still kind of hiding that new shoulder tattoo from us that I really feel like is going to be revealed with this new album and comeback. Yeah. And, you know, so there's like a couple photos you can like kind of see it poking out from underneath the white tank top, and but like, not quite fully there. But he's like still teasing us with it. I totally agree with you though. I feel like these are clothes he would wear in normal life, and like it is giving a little bit of like his music videos from his Golden album. It just feels like his style. And the video that they put out, the Jungkook on set in spring denim, the kind of behind the scenes of their shooting, I just see him having such a great time doing this. Like, you can't say that he's effortless, because like, of course, he's like putting his full attention and work, and like doing stuff like this is not easy, but he's just so good at it and fully commits to the moment. That you, not only does he have a great job or a great time on set, but like he gets these amazing, immaculate shots. So,
absolutely. Yeah, you see the effort that goes into it. One of my favorite areas that they shot in and the outfit that he was wearing was in this orange room. I have no idea the details of this room. I didn't look at it very closely, but like it's like this orange carpeted area, and he's like slamming his body into the wall for this, like full on committing. But something about this outfit, it's not even just the jeans. It's the white Calvin Klein like shirt over the long sleeve shirt, and that screams early 90s to me. And he is just such a heartthrob in this outfit. I like, in a different way, like in a unique way. We've gotten the leather jackets, we've gotten the jean jackets, but this is kind of soft, but he still looks edgy, and he's got like a kind of like a dog tag necklace on too. And ooh, I could stare at him all day long.
This is like the 90s like slightly bad boy like boyfriend love interest from you know, that rom-com that you love. Like, that's what this outfit is giving. Like, you know that your dad will hate him, but like you just can't help but to love him. My favorite scene that he, or like set that he is shooting in, was the record store, because it feels so Jungkook for him to be in this environment that's also super 90s, like being in a record store, giving like nostalgia of going and like shopping around in person for records to buy. And for this one, when he has like this like black Calvin Klein bomber jacket on, mm-hmm. and his pants, these ones are like a little bit more fitted, but he's just like, he has this leg up on the other, you know, like on the record rack on the other side of the aisle, and he's just kind of tugging mm-hmm. on like the waistband of the pants.
Yes, he is.
Very yeah. hot. Like, I
definitely
mean,
definitely draws your eye to those yeah, denim jeans.
Like, damn, yeah. Jungkook. How did you
yeah,
even come up with that
pose?
He also
has some like black combat boots on too, which is very Jungkook style.
Yeah. Yeah. Also very 90s. So, mm-hmm. You know, the concept for this shoot was very well done, like very well yeah. executed. And I mean, he himself is just like the perfect person to be in this 90s style and to represent this denim line. And mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I just, once these photos started coming out, I was like, oh my God, it's that time of year. We're getting more Jungkook Calvin yes. Klein photos. Like, it's like Christmas. Yeah.
They were everywhere, all over social media. So great.
Yes, they were. Yeah. yeah.
All right. Well, we have more to talk about with Jungkook and just some Arirang news that we're going to discuss in this episode. So stay tuned.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Like we said, we're going to talk a little bit about the Arirang comeback news, just some additional details we've gotten as of recording. Truthfully, there has not been a whole lot of Arirang comeback news, and so we'll get more into that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about this recent Weverse Live that we got from Jungkook. Some of you have maybe watched it when it was live. Maybe some of you have watched it elsewhere since it's kind of been taken down, but we thought it's just been in the news lately and there's been discussion around it, and so we thought we're just going to talk about it a little bit here in yeah. this episode. So it should be maybe a little bit of a shorter episode for you guys, but not a whole lot going on. We're just going to be gearing up a lot here whenever Arirang starts to become, you know, there's more releases
yeah.
to come with it.
Definitely expect like back-to-back-to-back episodes from us mm-hmm. as we get Arirang news, as we get, you know, like we're really hopeful that sometime this week we'll get like a concept map or like mm-hmm. a comeback map or, you know, just sometime be able to start to get some of that content from the album. So
yes,
hold on for yeah. that. But yeah, we are gonna, you know, we have a little bit to talk about here this week about Jungkook. Before we get into it, we want to say thanks, Iconics, as always, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even more, you could join us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thank you for being here, for all of your support, and for listening.
Okay, so we're recording this episode on Monday, March 2nd, and there's been little to no news about releases for the Arirang album set to release on March 20th. Like we just were talking about, there's no concept map, no concept photos, no trailers, no teasers, no leaks, no nothing. There's like, I just can't believe that there's no leaks at all. Like the NDAs were tight. Like this is, you know, this is a sealed album as of, you know, this episode. It just is a bit surprising and unusual to not have any comeback material whatsoever.
And except the album for is coming the out. What is your love song? I will say that's they true. Did all of the what is your love song. That has been like the majority of what we've gotten in terms of comeback material.
That's fair. So we have it's not like there's been zero promo for it.
Right.
But being 3 weeks away from the album, we are used to historically there being like a concept map of these are the dates that different things are dropping, just so that we can all watch and wait and gear up for it. So to not even have that, or like know when the track list is coming out, or have any concept photos, or even like a like a teaser, like, you know, the what is your love song was great, and it gave us a lot to think about and a lot to theorize about. But until something new comes out, we're kind of sitting here twiddling our thumbs like,
I do anticipate that there will be a track list that comes out. But yeah, maybe it's just BTS is so big they don't feel the need to do a whole bunch of promotional material for Arirang.
I don't know, but they put but
it's a part of the fan experience. We like to we enjoy it.
It's a part of the fan experience, and they put a lot into the what is your love song. They're not just gonna stop there and do nothing. I think it's just that it turned March and now we're all like eager for tell us about
desperate.
The album
we
now.
All have we're all eager. We're so eager.
Yeah, we did find out, it's been reported from multiple sources, that Arirang will be a pop and rock genre. So honestly, when I read this, I was like, okay, like it didn't surprise me. Like it's not, it doesn't seem crazy, because if you think about their solo work, I would say most of, if not all of the members, besides maybe Taeyong, dipped into some rock genre in their solo work.
Jin
did. I mean, his like his was very rock. RM did like alternative rock vibes with Right Person Wrong Place. Yoongi definitely dipped into some rock. I mean, J-Hope with More was, that was rock, and you know, so I could, I'm like, okay, I can see that
it makes sense. Yeah.
They like this genre, and for them to have all done that individually, I could see that as like a commonality and that they would bring it together. So I'm excited to see what they do with it as a group, because they all kind of did little different rock styles. So
they did.
I wonder how that will coalesce, but that's exciting to me. Give me some
guitar. It's exciting to me too. Yeah, I feel like it suits their style. I immediately think of Fake Love for some reason, like if going to be going more the rock route, and Fake Love and just Love Yourself Tear was a killer album. So that's where my mind goes. So I'm really, really excited for the more rock pop genre. I feel like that's so up you and I's alley too. Like I feel like we both really enjoy like rock and alternative music on top of just like typical pop music. And so I feel like you can't go wrong with this. I think it's really going to be a fantastic album if this is the genre that they're describing it mostly as. Although I will say, just because of all of the interviews with RM and Yoongi saying that, like, expect a lot of different music from what you're used to. So I am sure they'll dabble in some other genres, but I think it's so amazing to hear that rock pop is the core genre that they're describing it as.
I think so too. I think it's really exciting. And yeah, I agree with you. We can't forget what Yoongi and RM have said, where it's like, it seems they alluded to dipping into a lot of different genres, but for this to be like declared as like the core genre of it, you know, is exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really curious about what we get from it. And yeah, we do both really like rock music. And, you know, like I've listened to like a blend of like Megan Thee Stallion has like a rap that has like metal in it, where she has a feature from Spirit Box in there. And it's so good. Like, I really mm-hmm. love to see what like the rappers are going to do if like there's rock music blended with like rap verses. Yeah. Like, I find that really, really intriguing. Yeah. But yeah, ARMY is like so hungry for content about the album now that it's March that I've seen a lot of people posting online like jokes about it. Like, I got a Twitter notification today that was like, the set list just dropped, and I clicked on it, like my stomach just dropped, and it was mm-hmm. just like a blank screenshot, like a white screen was just the picture, like just people yeah. joking around, you know,
yeah.
for clicks and views. And
mm-hmm. so I sent you like, we both have like made our little March calendars of just like our events and stuff that we shared with each other. And I sent you, someone had made a BTS March calendar, and the only thing, it's like all blank except for March 20th, Arirang, you know, and I just thought it was kind of funny and perfect that we were both working our own calendars for March. And
yeah,
it's kind of humorous to see. It's like kind of a, like a joke that ARMY is like going with at this point. Like, yeah, not really a whole lot of other news around Arirang right now. And so they're just playing around with it and having fun with it. Even though we're dying for content. There has been some leaks of collaborations on this album, though, that we've gotten over the last couple weeks. So John Bellion, he worked on Standing Next to You, Who, and Seven, and probably some other songs. But it's leaked that he also might be working on this album with BTS. He spoke on a podcast about his excitement for the upcoming album and just how great it is. And then Ryan Tedder from One Republic, I feel like this is a newer name that we haven't really seen work with BTS before, but he is allegedly on the album and said on stage, quote, "It absolutely blew me away how talented they were, and I think it's honestly one of the most crazy things I've ever worked on in my whole career. I know you're going to love it. It will shock the world." Which, what strong words to use, that it's yes. the album will shock the world.
I mean,
that it will, it's truly that great. And for him to have worked on a lot of really popular music and have toured himself and being in a group, and you know, he's been in the music scene for a while now, and for him to say that it's one of the craziest things he's ever worked on also says a lot, that you know how monumental this was for his career. And you know, it's not even his album.
Yeah. And honestly, in the video of him on stage saying this, you can tell he's holding back. Like, he wants to mm-hmm. say so much more. He wants to brag about it. He wants to like hype it up even more. But like, you know that he has signed NDAs where he really can't say anything mm-hmm. yet. And he was already like, I feel like I've already said too much. I've probably said too much. But
yeah,
like, you could tell this man was so proud of mm-hmm. the work and just super excited for it to come out. Like, I can't imagine that like people at a One Republic concert and BTS fans like overlap a ton in the Venn diagram, you know, and he's telling like his whole audience about this album mid concert, you know. I feel like that's how big of a deal it is to him. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that really intrigued
he really
me.
Couldn't hold back. He had to really share.
Could not. Yeah,
yes, he must be pretty excited for it. And then also Diplo worked on Close to You from Golden, probably some other songs we've gotten from Diplo too, but is also rumored to be on the album. So there's several large names that have been working on this album with BTS. And yeah, I cannot wait. It's hard to believe that we are in March at this point, but also like, we've waited so long. We waited so long. Like, we're finally going to get this album. And just hearing these people who have worked on the album with BTS, how excited they are to share and how eager they are for it to be released. Imagine what BTS is feeling. Like, they've mm-hmm. talked about in their lives how like, if we could have had it any other way, we would be sharing it with you right now. But they are having to wait too, and it's tearing them apart too. They cannot wait for it, just like we can't.
It's like so close yet so far away, but you're right. We have waited so long. We're almost there, you know.
Yeah.
This is like the time for us to be the most excited and anticipate it. And I feel like hearing these things from these, you know, incredible other artists that collabed on the album only drives and builds that excitement.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Big Hit and BTS are continuing preparations for their comeback concert at Gwanghwamun Square that we know is going to be live streamed across the world. So for the preparations for this, Gyeongbok Palace will be closed on Tuesdays this month. They're closed so that BTS can prepare for this live comeback performance. And according to Minute Notes from a Cultural Heritage Committee meeting released by the Korea Heritage Service, Big Hit Music had earlier applied for a filming permit for the opening sequence of the show. So this officially confirms that the members will reportedly walk through all three arched gates of the square, which will be open for the event, and in groups towards the square. So we had heard that this would be a thing. We had seen like drone footage that someone had filmed just to give people an idea of like what that would look like, but this wasn't officially confirmed until now. So that is very exciting to know that. Like, I just feel like that will be such an epic walk and return to the stage.
Yes. Yeah. So there had been discussion on a plan to have BTS appear against the backdrop of Gwangbuk Palace and then passing through Gwanghwamun and Wolde. And so like there's this raised stoned platform in front of the main gate that was historically used for royal ceremonies before taking the stage, which will be installed on like the northern side of the square. But what's so cool about this is just that like not only is it such a historical site, but they are going to recreate how these like royal ceremonies took place with like through this main gate, walking through Gyeongbok Palace and just passing through just these like really large stage platforms. And I just, it's going to be epic.
Kings. Yeah. It's the literally walk of kings. Like yeah. Literally we've been declaring it for years. And like now they're literally like doing a processional walk, like in the same path. I the cultural significance cannot be overstated.
Yes, it cannot. Yeah. Police continue to estimate that there's going to be up to 260,000 people gathering for the event, but that could even be more. And so there's been a lot of discussion too just about them trying to prepare as much as they can in terms of having such like crowd control and having such a large amount of people in the square. And then if you haven't heard already, the show, this comeback concert, will be broadcasted live worldwide through the online streaming service Netflix and is going to be in select movie theaters on March 21st. Kayla, I already forgot what time it's going to be happening.
It's going to be 7 a.m. Central Standard Time or 6 a.m. I think it's 6 a.m. our time. Yeah, because you have to work at 7. Oh, it's terrible.
I know. It's actually terrible. Terrible. Yeah.
So 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. But yeah, that will be definitely a Saturday morning that I'll be up early for to watch. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Netflix does not crash, because I'm so dubious of Netflix's ability to actually host this live stream. I feel like every live stream event that they do fails miserably because there's so many people trying to watch it. Like even when Stranger Things came out, and it was like, you know, the season finale, like even that took my Netflix crashed like 2 times before. And I kept having to restart it before the show would stream. And that wasn't a live stream, you know?
Yeah. I'm thinking back to like Love is Blind reunions.
Yeah.
That has even crashed.
It came on like 2 hours later. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully they're better at it now than they were then. I also watched the Alex Honnold. The climber who climbed the skyscraper. Thankfully, that live stream we didn't have any issues with, but I can't imagine that there were as many people watching it as who are going to be watching BTS's comeback performance.
Yeah, no.
The day after the release of their album. That, yeah, It's their first album back after military service. So yeah, kind of a big deal. We'll see how...
Get it together, Netflix.
Let's see how Netflix holds up.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I guess we could go watch it in a movie theater after or something. Or yeah. Like, I'm sure that the stream will be uploaded to Netflix, you know, after it concludes.
Right. But hopefully. That would be tragic if it wasn't.
No, I'm sure it will be.
I don't even know if I'm going to be able to watch it live.
Yeah, so. You'll need to watch it after work for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's about all of the Arirang news and updates that we have. Really not much right now. Of course, we're hoping for a lot more to come this week. But we did get that Weverse Live from Jungkook that we'd love to talk about.
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Just a little. He did a Weverse Live on February 28th at like 4 a.m. And this live has since been taken down from Weverse, presumably by HYBE. And there hasn't been any official statement from HYBE on reasons why. I'm sure they felt like putting in an official statement would draw more attention to it, that they like were just like, yeah, we don't need to. But we can only assume that it was taken down for a couple reasons, mostly because Jungkook was slightly intoxicated. Like, he took a shot on camera. He was hanging out with his brother and a friend and, you know, was just very relaxed. He also spoke about smoking and he used profanity a couple times. To us, the live was very honest and really had nothing overtly inappropriate. He's a 28-year-old man. He enjoyed a night out and we felt like he spoke openly and candidly and honestly with his fans. Mm-hmm. And we appreciated like the candor and we appreciated seeing, you know, it felt like him unwind, you know, yeah. Jungkook a little bit unfiltered, which I think is rare to see. Since it did get taken down, we watched it through HYBE Boy's translation on YouTube. So shout out again to HYBE Boy.
Yeah, he did the live with his older brother and his good friend, but they were off camera for the majority of the time. And like you were saying, Kayla, it was very casual and long, as most of his lives are. I think it was about 2 hours, but he sang karaoke, he talked about his schedule, and he just spoke honestly from his heart to fans, which for me, this is like nothing out of the norm. Like, this is very just who Jungkook is. But I will say one of the biggest things that he talked about that is more of a controversial topic in Korean culture is he talked about smoking. But honestly, I kind of enjoyed the conversation that he had about smoking because he told ARMY that he, yes, used to smoke a lot, but that he has since quit. He talked briefly about how he worked really hard to quit smoking too, that it wasn't easy and that it took effort, but that he really wanted to. And he then kind of started to backtrack saying like, oh, the company might make a big deal about this, but it's something that he really wanted to talk about with us. He said that it's a sensitive topic, which is why the company maybe doesn't want him talking about it. But like, he not only had smoked, which is like a big part of Korean culture, honestly, but they just don't talk about it. I don't know the specifics on that, but like, a lot of people in Korea smoke. So the fact that he spent so much effort to quit, I could see why he would want to share that with ARMY. It's something to be proud of, and it's, yeah, something to that you could see that he is maybe trying to inspire others or support others who are also trying to quit, which to me is just a great message. I honestly appreciate him being candid and honest with us, saying like, yeah, it was tough, but I did it. And it feels like, hey, like, he's an idol. Like, people look, yeah, up to him. And it's not that he's out there promoting smoking. He's out there saying, yeah, I did that, but I've quit. I worked hard, right, and I quit.
Yeah, I, yeah, did that, but it's not for me anymore. And, mm-hmm, I really worked hard to stop doing it. And, mm-hmm, like, I agree with you. I think that it's really commendable and something that could be seen as like a role model instead, mm-hmm, of something to be ashamed of that you smoked in the first place.
Yeah.
So I see the inspiring side of it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can tell that he felt bad after the fact, thinking, oh yeah, I probably shouldn't be talking about this, but said that it's just who he is and that he wants to share and talk about it. And so that's what he's doing. He did swear, but he owned up to how his swearing might get him in trouble again with the company. He was very aware of kind of like, hey, yeah, probably shouldn't be saying this. But he talked about how he feels comfortable with the fans, and he was with his brother and his close friend, and he was just acting naturally. And that swearing naturally happens when he's relaxing, hanging out, chilling with friends. Pretty much saying that he was speaking as he normally would instead of censoring himself while on the live with us.
Yeah.
I think he's so cute that he's comes home from a night out and he's with his friend and his brother. And he's like, you know who I want to talk to right now? I want to talk to Army. I'm just going to pull up a live real quick. Like, I could imagine being friends with a celebrity and they're like, hey, I'm just going to go on live with all my fans. Like, I would be like, what do I do with myself?
But it's like, I mean, he's not new to this. We're not new to him doing this. I love that he was on live for like 2 hours. Like, to me, that is very Jungkook, very much of like, I just love ARMY. I miss them. I want to talk to them. I want to see what they're up to. I want to share these things with them. And I feel like even though, you know, in the moment, he seemed a little regretful of like, oh, should I have said that? But I think that comes from a place of like, oh, I know I'm breaking the rules right now. Mm-hmm. Not of like necessarily like I'm making myself look bad or like, I don't think that like anything that he said is reflecting poorly on him or the rest of the band. You know, I just think that it's out of the norm for an idol or for anyone at HYBE to speak so candidly. But honestly, it reminds me a little bit of RM's recent lives where he's been like, I wouldn't, you know, normally talk like this, but I just want to be more honest with you guys all the time and just say what I actually am thinking and feeling instead of censoring myself. And so maybe Jungkook is kind of taking that to heart too and running with it a little bit here. I don't know. I really didn't have a problem with this live. I saw a lot of ARMY online loving that he cursed. Like, the clip going around of him saying fuck, like, everybody loved it because he's so cute and, like, handsome and just, like, adorable when he says
and,
it.
And mind you, he was not saying it over and over and over. Like,
And this was, like, one time.
And I just think that it's funny that he, in the moment, is catching himself like, oh, no, like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But then he kind of covers it like, I got to talk to the company. Like, I got to figure that out. You know, I got to see what I can and cannot say when he knows that he probably shouldn't be. But
yeah,
he's saying screw it, you know?
Right. I kind of love like the c'est la vie of I'm just going to do it. And, you know, like ask for forgiveness, not for permission type of like mindset, you know, like you get to have more fun with that. So, I think it was a good time for him on live. And like, I appreciate that he did the live. He did get, it was kind of sad towards the end of it because he apologized a lot and, you know, presents a lot of feelings of regret and guilt for maybe saying too much. But, you know, he also balances that with reminding us that he's human and he just wants to be happy. He's just trying to be himself without like the limitations too much and like the rules. And so I don't know, I feel like in the moment at least he was like, I'm doing this, whether or not, you know, like the live got taken down later, so I guess like maybe HYBE wasn't too happy with it ultimately, but like it's out there, like we rewatched it, so you know it can't really ever disappear.
I think he makes a comment of even if it gets taken down it'll be up on YouTube, like he knows, like it's gonna be everywhere. Knows
it's here. That's so funny. I kind of hope that he does something like this again and like that it will have to be taken down, but it'll still be up somewhere else, you know? In response to this live, Jungkook's Please Don't Change got pushed to number one on iTunes worldwide and on the UK charts. And this is significant, especially because the lyrics of this song talk about life on camera, but then switches to life off camera. And he talked about his love for ARMY in this song, saying, despite being in the limelight on camera, off camera, or light years apart, he loves us and asks us to, quote, please don't change. And that quote, I love you the way you are. So I feel like ARMY's charting this song was like us telling him, you know, like, please, we love you and support you. And yeah, don't feel like you have to change or censor yourself or be any different than who you are. Like, we, you know, like, he spoke so honestly with us. And like, we think the themes of the song really talk about not changing yourself for others. And that's exactly what he did in this live. So we want him to authentically be himself and to be happy and to not lose himself trying to please others and worry about, is this okay? Can I do this? Can I do that? And so just seeing that come through a little bit in this live definitely made us happy that he was able to show that side of himself. More Jungkook like this in the future. We won't complain.
Right. Yeah. I can find just joy and pleasure knowing that Jungkook is so comfortable with us that he feels that he can be himself on camera. Vulnerable moments like that where, you know, you just went out, had some drinks with friends, came home, wanted to chit chat. And even if you didn't have your thoughts completely straight, we still love you. He know, you know, we're just close.
You don't have to be perfectly polished and, you know, like, we know who you are. We know that you're golden maknae and you're good at everything you do, but he doesn't have to carry that, you know, perfection at all times. He is perfect and wonderful to us in, you know, any,
he's allowed to be
any
human
state of being. That's
absolutely
right. That's right. Yeah. So we really appreciated this. It was like a great, you know, just something to, you know, give us content and give us something to enjoy as we're still waiting for some more Arirang updates. So we are really appreciating Jungkook here at the end of February, beginning of March.
Yes, we are keeping us occupied. But
yes,
we will definitely be covering any other Arirang content that comes out here soon. Just as of recording right now, who knows when this episode drops, that what else has been released. But as of right now, we don't have anything else to report on. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Continue to support Jungkook and Golden and stream all those songs. I've been streaming them a lot lately just because, you know, love and care for him so much, and getting geared up for comeback too, and just becoming familiar with all of BTS's discography again, just getting myself excited.
Yeah, support Jungkook, stream Jungkook. Yeah, we really hope that you all appreciated this episode and enjoyed. Let us know your thoughts on his Weverse Live as well if you have any. And of course, you can always find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity, and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.